I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Vermont U.S. Senator Patrick Leahy says Democratic support for the president's nuclear agreement with Iran is good for international security. The White House has now lined up enough Democratic backing for the deal to protect it from Republican opposition in the Senate. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
To Senator Patrick Leahy, this is a pretty clear-cut issue. Support a deal that has the framework of a plan to monitor Iran's nuclear program in the future, or reject it and risk that Iran will develop a nuclear weapon in the next few years.
If we backed out of this deal, all the countries that joined us with the sanctions will leave, so there'll be almost no sanctions on Iran, and Iran will have no reason not to build a nuclear weapon.
When the agreement comes before Congress later this month, it will be presented as a negative vote. This means members of Congress will be voting yes if they disapprove of the agreement and no if they support it. It's likely that both the House and Senate will vote to reject the deal. If this happens, the president will veto the legislation. There are now at least 36 Senate Democrats who are prepared to sustain the veto. That's two more than the minimum number needed. Leahy says he's convinced that a total congressional rejection of the agreement would have led to additional military actions in the Middle East.
The same people who want us to reject this are the same ones who argued how important it was to get in the war in Iraq. It cost us $3 trillion, thousands upon thousands of lives, and the area is less stable than it was before. Let's start thinking about what's best for the United States for a change.
And Leahy says the full implementation of the deal will give the United States an opportunity to have more influence in the Middle East.
We ought to be spending time to open up to Iran and see if we can bring about changes in one of the oldest civilizations in that part of the world.
Leahy says the international inspection provisions of the agreement are strong enough to verify that Iran is complying with the terms of the deal. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.